Boxing Day shopping that won't push you further into debt. I'm Scott Simpson with a personal finance blogger's tips on budgeting for the spree. It comes down to planning. Planning what you can spend, planning what you really want to buy, and doing some research to find the best deals. Jay Money writes at budgetsaresexy.com and says you can beef up your budget by taking back stuff other people gave you if you don't want it.
Like if I get Christmas gifts that I know that I'm not going to want, I'll actually return a lot of it on Boxing Day. And then use that money to also buy the stuff that I do want.
It's not a sin to spend if you can afford it, so don't get sucked in just because it's a sale item. Get stuff you actually want. And if you're the type to break boundaries on credit, use cash to set yourself a spending ceiling. Scott Simpson, News 95.7. Keeping a lid on your Boxing Day shopping by using cash.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
I'm Scott Simpson with a blogger's advice for pre-planning your shopping spree. He's all about planning. Jay Money at budgetsaresexy.com knows you can check the flyers and online stores before your shopping spree. And if credit's a sore point, do it with cash.
Say you have, $150 that you want to spend. Just bring that cash with you. And once it's gone, which would force you to actually spend, on budget.
And if you get too caught up and buy stuff you didn't really want just because you saw a good price, take it back.
Put it in your car, put it in your trunk. And next time you go out, just go back and return it.
If you're determined to hit the malls, J Money says round up a team, eat first, and drink plenty of coffee. Scott Simpson, News 95.7. Getting through post-holiday shopping with no regrets. I'm Scott Simpson with a budgeting fanatic's perspective on making the most of Boxing Day spending. If you plan in advance, whether it's with the pre-sale flyers or online shops, you can sort out the deals from the duds. And Jay Money from budgetsaresexy.com says leaving the plastic at home and only spending pre-planned cash will force you to stay on target.
Shopping can be fun. I mean, it doesn't have to be, rushing around everywhere and trying to beat people out to things. If you do all those things and you prepare online and have that list going, drink some coffee, get some good food in you, and go out, maybe do it with some other people or, go out as a team and break up into, one or two groups and go pick up things for each other and then, come back and, you spend an hour instead of 5 or 6 hours parking and looking for everything and waiting in line and all that kind of stuff.
And if the sales take their toll and you buy stuff you didn't really want, take it back or save it to give to someone next Christmas. Scott Simpson, News 95.7.